感谢主，今天早晨有机会和弟兄姊妹见面。
I thank the Lord that I have this opportunity to meet all the Brown sisters this morning.
并且能在这里和弟兄姊妹有一点的交通。
And at the same time, I can have some fellowship with you all.
求主祝福这一段时间。
May the Lord bless this following time.
让这一段时间成为我们的帮助，也成为我们的益处。
That this time may become our help and also benefit us.
也让主在这段时间里面能够得到荣耀。
May his name to be glorified in this time.
我们先读几处的圣经。
We will first read several scriptures.
头一处圣经就是在以弗所书第二章。
The first one is found in Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所第二章十四节读到二十二节。
Ephesians chapter 2,
verse 14 to 22. 就或者是，我个人读。
I will read this passage for you.
然后这个阿里斯再把它翻译出来。
And then we'll read in English and Chinese and in English.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉原丑，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借到自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。既在十字架上灭了原丑，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。因我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。这样你们就不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.By abolishing in his flesh the enmity which is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man, thus establishing peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, by it having put to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who are near.For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我们都知道以弗所书特别是讲到教会的。
We know that the book Ephesians talks about the church.
第二章乃说到教会的建造。
And in chapter 2, it talks about the building up of the church.
神为什么要建造他的教会?
Why did God want to build up his church?
神为什么把我们这许多蒙恩得救人留在地上?
Why does God cause all of us who believe in him to continue to remain on this earth?
这样拯救我们,这样建造他的教会。
God has saved us and built us together.
他花了这么多的功夫,经过了这么多的难处。
And with so much effort and going through so much difficulties,
至终他要使他的教会被建立起来。
Until his church is built.
那他要叫你教会的目的是什么呢?
So what is the purpose of him building up his church?
他要使教会成为他的国度。
He wants his church to become his kingdom.
第二，使教会成为他的家。
And secondly, he wants his church to become his
house. 第三，使教会成为他的圣殿。
And thirdly, he wants his church to become his holy temple.
就是神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
It is a place which God dwells through His Holy Spirit.
今天他在我们身上的工作。
And today, all the work He performs in us
乃是盼望我们成为神家的见证。
Is to hope that we can become His testimony.
神的家，我这样我说错了，神的国的见证。
He wants us to become the testimony for His kingdom.
神的国是很大的。
God's kingdom is great.
有千千万万蒙恩得救的人在里面。
And there are thousands upon thousands who are saved within it.
历史历代，这个神的国一直在那里被建立。
And throughout the age of time, God continues to build up His church.
那我们今天的聚会不过是一小部分的聚会，就是。
And today, our gathering here is only a very small portion of it.
希望我们成为教会的见证，神国的见证。
God desires for all of us to become the testimony for His kingdom.
啊，神的国在这彰显出来。
And to reveal His kingdom.
耶稣也愿意我们成为神家的见证。
He also desires for us to become the testimony of His house.
神的家表明出来
，and to reveal His house，
也盼望我们成为神殿的见证。
He also desires for us to become the testimony for His temple，
让神的殿在这里得到实现。
And so that His temple can be realized here，
这是神在我们身上的工作。
This is the word that God does in our lives。
这也是那个以弗所书第二章那个受到神那个神的建造的。神对神建造教会的目的。
And this is what chapter 2 Ephesians tells us, the purpose of God building up His church.
神所以在这里建造教会。
The reason He's building up His church
就是愿意让教会成为他自己的见证。
Is so that the church may become His own testimony.
一方面把他的国在这表明出来。
On one hand, we will reveal His kingdom.
一方面把他的家在这显明出来。
On one hand, we will reveal His house，
也把他的殿在那实现出来。
And also realize His temple。
这就是今天我们所主要讲的那个目的。
And these are the main purpose that we will share this morning。
那我们再读几处圣经。
We will read several more scriptures。
路加福音第十七章
Luke chapter 17
二十节
Verse 20. 我
们这时候请大家一起来读了。
Now I invite you all to read with me.
二十和二十一节。
Verses 20 and 21.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说：神的国来到，不是眼所能见的，人也不得说看哪，在这里；看哪，在那里。因为神的国就在你们心里，在你们心里下面呢有几个小字，说在你们中间。
The kingdom of God is within you, or it's also translated as in your midst.
那么这两个意思都有。
And it contains both.
一方面说神的国就在你们里面。
On one hand, it says the kingdom of God is within you.
另外一方面说到神的国就在你们中间。
And on the other hand, he tells us the kingdom of God is in your midst.
我们再读路加福音第四章。
We will turn to Luke chapter 4.
第四章十九节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 19.
十八节和十九节。
Verses 18 and 19.
还是请大家一起读。
Let's read together.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set free those who are downtrodden, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
好，这是一处啊，再一处就是《路加福音》第十五章。
Let's turn to Luke 15.
这一章圣经大家都很熟悉的。
This is a very familiar chapter to everyone.
我们一方面，有人说这一章圣经可以给大家起一个名字，叫“浪子的那个回头”。
And some people say we can name this chapter as a chapter for the prodigal son.
也有人说最好给他起名，这一章圣经说到父亲的心。
And someone say, well, the better title for this chapter will be the father's heart.
这两个都是对的。
And these, both of these are correct.
一方面，人们看见浪子回来了。
On the other hand, we see the returning son.
另外一方面，也给我们看见那个父亲的心是如何。
And we also see the father's heart.
那我们就读一两节就可以了。
We will read one or two verses.
我们就读第十七节。
We will read verse 17.
十七和十八节。
17, 18.
好，还是一起读。
Let's read together.
他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有多少故宫口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？”我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：“父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。”好，那么我们再读第三处的圣经。
We will read a third part of scripture.
那么是在创世纪。
We'll turn to Genesis.
二十八章。
Genesis 28.
这里说到一个故事，也是一个历史的事实。
Here it tells us a story.Which is also a historical fact.
说雅各他怎样离开了他的家乡别示巴。
It tells us how Jacob had left his home, Beersheba.
他要到他舅父家里去，就是巴旦亚兰那个地方。
And he will go to his uncle's home, which is in Padan, Aram.
在路上要经过一段相当长远的路程。
And he will go for quite a distance of journey.
当他走在半路上的时候，那太阳已经落下去了。
And midway of his journey, the sun has already set.
他就不能再往前去了。
And he cannot continue with his journey.
并且身体也非常疲倦。
He was also very tired.
他就捡起一块石头来，当到枕头，就睡在那个地方。
And he found a stone as to rest his head upon.
当他睡下之后呢，他就做了一个梦。
After he fell asleep, he had a dream.
他就梦见有一个梯子通到天上去了。
He saw a ladder that reaches into heaven.
有神的使者在梯子上面上去下来。
And the messengers of God descending and ascending upon this ladder.
在梯子那一头，神在哪里？
At the other end of the ladder, God was there.
神就对他说了一段话。
And God spoke a passage of words to him.
那我们就读来这一段话。
And this is what we would read today.
第二十八章十三节。
Chapter 28, beginning from verse 13.
一直到
读到第
十七节，
是我说错了，十三节一直读到十七节。
From verse 13 to 17.
Yehua,
and behold, the Lord stood above and said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac, the Lord of Israel, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Your descendants shall also be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread out to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and in your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke.
我成全了向你所允许的雅各睡醒了说耶和华真在这里我竟不知道就惧怕说这地方何等可畏这不是别的乃是神的殿也是天地门那我们再读两篇诗诗篇二十七篇
We will read two more psalms verses Psalm 27
大家都很熟悉的二十七篇第四节
Verse 4 Psalm 27 verse 4
好还是我们祈祷
Let's read together
有一件事我曾求耶和华我仍要寻求就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美在他殿里求问我们再读三十六章
Psalm 36. Verse 7 to 9. How precious is thy loving kindness, O God.And the children of man take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. They drink their fill of the abundance of thy house. And thou dost give them to them the drink of the river of thy delight. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light we see light.
This
is our scripture reading. We will have a further word of prayer.
祝我们求你带领我们。
Lord, we ask you to lead us
让我们知道怎样给你来使用
so that we know how to use by you.
虽然这我们常常感觉到我们口才是这样的是笨拙
Even though many times we feel that our mouth is so slow.
我们还仰望你你那智慧的灵祝你在这里使用我们
And we still ask that your spirit of wisdom to continue to use us.
你自己心意启示在我们里面。
And to reveal your heart's desire to us.
让我们不仅是听见、明见、明白，也让我们活在其中。
Not only we may hear your words, cause us to understand so that we can live in your words.
你所盼望得着的，是在你儿女们中间能够得到实现。
And you may realize what you desire to gain from your children.
让你心得了满足。
That we may satisfy your hearts.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
上一礼拜，钟弟兄说他有一个负担。
And last week, Brother Philip said that he had a burden.
他就把他的负担，那个好久的负担，告诉了我们。
And he shared with us the burden that has been in his heart for a long time.
实在是非常宝贵。
It was indeed very precious.
我们大家也都很响应。
And many people echoed to his burden.
我们也都很有感觉。
And we all felt strongly.
那今天我也说有一个负担。
And today I also say I have a burden.
这个负担呢，已经这也是差不多一年多的时间了。
This burden has also been my heart for more than a year's time.
我相信我这个负担也是弟兄姊妹的负担。
I believe my burden is also your burden.
所以我对你说呢，你们都不会感觉陌生的。
So when I share with you, it will not be unfamiliar to you.
那这个负担是什么呢
And what is this burden?
就是关于教会的见证。
And this burden is concerning the building up of the church.
今天上午我所讲的题目就是十字架与教会的见证。
And this morning my topic is upon the cross and the church and the building up of the church.
那么在以往的时候呢
The testimony of the church.
在以往的时候我们说到教会的见证。
In the past, when we talk about the church's testimony,
我们都是重在个人方面的。
We always emphasize upon the individual.
在我们个人身上，怎样让主耶稣基督的荣美能够彰显出来
？How the individual can express the beauty of our God?
当人看见我们的时候，就好像看见了我们主耶稣基督一样。
And so as man sees us, they will be seeing Jesus.
无论在家庭中，在工作上面，或者在教会里面，总是让主耶稣从身能活出来。
Whether in our work, in our family, in our church life, we all express our Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天我们我们说到那个教会的见证，我们说让主耶稣基督从教会身上彰显出来。
And today when we talk about the church's testimony, we talked about how Jesus can be revealed.
当然原则也是一样的。
And the same principles apply.
如果重点可能有点不同，就是。
Except the emphasis is shifted.
那么在这里说到让教会把主耶稣彰显出来。
And here we said that the church must express our Lord Jesus.
在哪些事情把主耶稣彰显出来
？In what area we shall manifest our Lord Jesus?
第一件事情就是彰显出那个主神的国来。
And the first area is to manifest His kingdom.
第二就是彰显出神的家来。
And secondly, is to manifest God's house.
第三就是彰显出那个神的殿。
And third is to manifest God's temple.
今天早晨就讲到这三方面。
This morning, I will just share upon these three areas.
我最重的一点呢，那是讲到怎样让那个教会的见证能够彰显出来。
And but my emphasis is still upon how to cause the testimony of the church to be revealed.
若是我们光知道这些，不过是一些的理论。
If we only know these, it would just be some teachings.
一些的道理。
And some doctrines.
那我们必须要知道怎样让神的教会的见证能够彰显出来。
We need to know how to allow these to be realized.
那这是我们说最重说感觉最重要的一件事。
And this is what we feel as to be the most important.
那就是在我们所读的以弗所书二章十四节到二十二节这一段圣经。
And that is the scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 14 to 22.
让教会的见证得到彰显，最主要的乃是借着十字架。
The most important area for the church's testimony to be manifest is through the cross.
虽然也有别的方面。
Although there are some other areas,
比方说到神的恩典呢。
For example, we can talk about God's grace.
比方说借着主耶稣宝血呀。
Or talk about His precious blood.
比方说借着圣灵呢。
Or through His Holy Spirit.
这也是很重要的。
These are also important areas.
不过在这些事情上，神都为我们预备好了。
But upon these things, God has already prepared them for us.
十字架，神也已为我们预备好了。
God has also prepared the cross for us.
说需要我们行活在其中的。
But it requires for us to believe in it.
我们相信。
We need to believe.
我们接受。
And to accept.
我们也活在其中。
And to live in it.
那是和我们发生非常密切的关系的。
And so that we can have an intimate relationship with the cross.
所以今天我要讲到十字架与教会的见证。
And today, as I talk about the cross and the church's testimony.
先讲到教会的见证。
First, I would like to talk about the church's testimony.
教会乃是见证神的国。
And the church is to testify for God's kingdom.
神一直都是要把他的国在建立起来。
God continues desire to build up His kingdom.
我们主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候呢。
When Jesus taught us to pray.
也说你们祷告要这样说。
And He says you must pray this way.
头一件事就愿你的国降临。
And the first He taught us to pray is Thy kingdom come.
愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
当然，头一句话乃是说愿人都尊你的名为圣。
And the first is to hallow be Thy name.
然后就是愿你的国降临。
And Thy kingdom come.
愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们大家都记得这一组圣经。
We all remember these verses.
是我们多少时候啊，为了神的国在那儿祷告。
But how many times we will be praying in regards to God's kingdom?
降在地上。
That His kingdom will come.
我想我们祷告的事不太多。
I don't think we spend enough time to pray upon this matter.
但是我们并没有很感觉很重要。
We know that we know about this, and yet we don't have a deep burden for it.
到了时候就会来的。
We felt that the kingdom of God will come when it comes.
我们祷告也会来，不祷告也会来的。
If we pray, it will come. If we don't pray, it will still come.
所以我们就不祷告了。
And so we don't pray.
所以我们祷告聚会呢，都是为了我们身体祷告，为了环境，为了难处，为了我们手中所做的一切的工作而祷告。
And so in our prayer meetings, we will be praying for our own health, our works, and for all the things that we need to do.
很少为了神的国祷告。
Very rarely we will be praying for the kingdom of God. 主耶稣虽然在那儿
告诉我们说呀，
Even though Jesus tells us,
你们要先求神的国。
You must first seek the kingdom of God.
但是我们总是把神的国忘记了。
But we often forgot about His kingdom.
那么就是我们祷告的话呢。
Even if we do pray,
这也不过是一方面就是了。
And this is just only one area.
神的国那个见证。
And for the testimony of God's kingdom, for the coming of His kingdom,
不仅是需要我们祷告，
not only requires all of us to pray,
也需要我们实在的那个活在其中。
It also requires to, for us to live in it.
也实在是盼望说我们有一种生活，有一种工作，那个促进神的国降临。
We also live in a certain way and do certain work to, to speed up His kingdom, coming of His kingdom.
什么叫做神的国呢？
What is the kingdom of God?
我想大体弟兄姊妹都知道这件事。
I'm sure most people know.
神的国就是神掌权的一个范围。
And God's kingdom is the sphere in which He reigns.
神在什么地方掌权呢？那个地方就什么神的国。
Wherever He can reign, then that is His kingdom.
比方美国就在这个美国的范围之内，他掌权。
And for example, for United States, His authority and His reign is only in this land, in this range.
他不能。管到那个加拿大去。
He cannot oversee the things that happens in Canada.
那已经过了美国的界限了。
And because you have passed the boundary.
那个不属于美国的。
And that place, that territory does not belong to United States.
不能在那里管。
It cannot exert his reign.
他只能管他这个范围。
It can only have reign over its own territory.
那我们以为说神的国就是一个神的国有一个范围。
And so we also think that there is a boundary or parameter.
神在这个范围里面在那儿掌权。
And God can only rule and reign within this boundary.
在这个范围里面在那儿管理。
He can only govern within this
parameter. 那也许我们会想得多一点。
Parameter.
那神的国的范围在什么地方呢？
And we may ask the question, what is the parameter of God's kingdom?
大概是在教会里面嘛。
Probably is within the church.
除了在教会之外，别的地方。没有看见有什么神的国。
Because we do not see the kingdom of God outside His church.
那大概在教会里头。
Probably it's within the church.
那么教会就是神的国。
Then the church is the kingdom of God.
这话呢有一些对。
And there is some truth to these words. And there are also some false.
神的国就是神掌权的范围。
God's kingdom is where He reigns.
神是无所不在的。
And God is everywhere.
他是万有的主宰。
He is the master of the universe.
他在整个宇宙中间在掌权。
He governs throughout the entire universe.
所有一切都在他掌管之下。
All things are under His rulership.
那么整个来说，都是在神的国的范围之内。
Everything is under His reign.
教会包括在里面，就是不是教会，那是在别的地方也别的人也都包括在里面。
The church is within His reign. Also other places also are within His reign.
因为他是万有的主。
For He is the master of universe.
我们弟兄姊妹也常常祷告，你是万王之王，万主之主。
Our brother and sister often pray that Lord, You are the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
那就是没有一个地方他不能管的。
That means there's not a place which He does, cannot exert His reign.
不能达到的。
There's not a place which His authority cannot reach.
那这个话也是对的。
This is also correct.
但事实上来说呢？
Yet in reality,
也有一些的难问题。
There are also some problems.
那么有什么问题呢？
What are the problems?
不错，神的权柄是通到各地各方的。
And yes, our Lord can reign everywhere and anywhere.
但是各地各方不一定让他掌权。
Yet not everywhere is willing for Him to allow him to reign.
他的权柄在那儿彰显不出来。
And his authority can, his rulership, his reign cannot be revealed.
圣经告诉我们说
For the Bible tells us,
全世界都在那恶者的手底下。
The whole world is under the hands of the evil one.
那个恶者就知道撒旦说的。
And the evil one refers to Satan.
不错，神在掌权。
Yes, it's correct that God is ruling.
一个撒旦的权势。
There's also another reign which belongs to Satan.
一个黑暗的权势。
It belongs to the power of darkness.
是在那抵挡神的国。
And he resists the kingdom of God.
抵挡神的权柄的。
He rejects the kingdom of God.
那神黑暗的。
Of darkness continues to capture man's heart.
是神在他身上，在这些人身上不能够掌权。
So that God can no longer reign in these people's hearts.
所以虽然外面来说，那神是掌管一切的。
Outwardly speaking, yes, it is correct that our Lord rules everywhere.
那是遇到黑暗权势的缘故。
Yet because of the power of the darkness,
神在他在那里就不能够掌权。
Our God cannot reign.
就比方说，以弗所书第二章
，Ephesians chapter 2，
他说到我们开头的说到我们从前的光景。
In the beginning, it tells about our former condition.
我们这些本来是死在罪恶过犯里面的一般人。
He says that we were dead in our trespasses and sins.
那我们从前是怎么样呢？
What kind of condition we used to live in? 我们死在罪恶过犯里面
了。
We are people who are dead in our trespasses and sins.
主叫我们活过来。
Now God has raised us up.
当我们接受主的时候
，And when we have accepted our Lord,
圣灵进到我们里面
，The Holy Spirit enters into us.
就把我们这个死的人点活了。
And cause and to raise these dead body up.
说现在我们是活过来的。
So now we are people who are alive.
如果从前呢，我们是在那个过死在过罪恶过犯里面。
And formerly we were dead in our trespasses.
说那个时候我们行事为人怎么样呢
？And what were our ways of life？
他头一件事说，我们行事为人呢是随从今世的风俗。
And tells us that we formerly lived in the lust of our flesh.
这个世界的风怎么刮，我们就跟着怎么走。
And however the wind of this world blows, that's where we will go.
这是我们从前的光景。
That was our former condition.
第二光景呢？
And the second ways of life.
他说我们是顺服那空中掌权的。
And we were one who obeyed to the one who ruled in heavenly places.
你说我根本不认识他，我怎么能顺服他呢？
He says, I don't even know him. How did I submit myself to him?
他下面就给我们解释了。
And he explains to us.
那这空中掌权就是在那悖逆之子心中所运行的邪灵。
And he says the one who rules in the heavenly places is the one who was disobedient.
虽然你不认识他，他认识我们。
Even though you do not know him, yet he knows us.
虽然你没有摸不着他。
Even though you do not touch him.
但是他却管制到我们。
Yet he can have his authority over you.
他借着什么来管制我们呢
？How does he rule over you?
借着在我们里面那个邪灵在管制我们。
He rule over us according to the evil spirit.
说我没有蒙恩得救的时候啊。
So before we are saved,
你就在我们里头有邪灵运行在我们里面。
And there is an evil spirit that works within us.
那个灵啊，在运行的时候呢，就许多事情我们由不得自己就做出来了。
And when that evil spirit works within us, we will do things that we cannot do according to our will.
虽然事后会后悔的。
And even though we will regret,
但是当时就这样做里面，在我们里面。在我们这抓住了我们。
And it is because this evil spirit had grip hold of our hearts.
在控制着我们。
It is controlling us.
这是我们从前的光景。
That was our former condition.
那第三种的情形呢
？And the third condition.
那就放纵肉体的私欲。
Is that we will indulge in our desires.
随着心中所喜好的去行。
We will do according to what is good upon our minds.
我们肉体喜欢做什么，我们就做什么。
Whatever we want to do, we will do.
喜欢说什么就说什么。
We will speak according to what we like to say. We will indulge in the desires of our flesh.
这是我们从前的光景。
This is our former condition.
我们现在已经蒙恩得救了。
But now we are saved.
那主已经使我们活过来了。
And God has already raised us up.
那今天圣灵也在我们里面。
Today, the Holy Spirit also lives within us.
那按照规矩来说呢？
In conclusion,
按照地位来说呢？
In position,
那我们应在神的掌权、神的权柄之下。
We are under the reign of God.
我们应当顺服神。
We ought to be obedient to God.
我们应当跟随神的管制。
We ought to follow His governing.
但是许多时候，
But many times,
仇敌在我们身上还有工作。
The enemy continues to work in us.
他就把我们这些人掳掠去了。
He has taken us captive.
或者把我们眼睛弄瞎了。
Or he has blinded our eyes.
或者是那就压借着各种环境难处来压制我们。
And through all kinds of circumstances or difficulties, he controls us.
使我们得不到自由。
So that we cannot have freedom.
使我们得不到释放。
We cannot be set free.
所以看见多少神的儿女啊。
So we see many children of God.
他也没有什么喜乐。
That they do not live with a joyful heart.
圣经告诉我们说，神的国。
The Bible tells us in God's kingdom,
在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中喜乐。
It's concerning His righteousness, His peace, and His joy.
但是你看见神的儿女们没有活在公义里面。
Yet as you observe the children of God, they did not live in God's righteousness.
没有活在和平里面。
They did not live in God's peace.
也没有圣灵的喜乐。
And they do not have the joy of the Holy Spirit.
当然我们知道公义乃知道神的性情如何。
Of course, we know that righteousness refers to God's nature.
和平乃知道主的工作如何。
And peace refers to God's work.
喜乐乃知道圣灵的喜乐。
And the joy is the joy of the Holy Spirit. 这是我们该有的光景。This is the life that we should live in.
所活着的不像神。
Yet we do not live, yet our lives is not like God.
我们也没有让主在我们里头，实在我顺服主，借着十字架所成功的和平，我们也没活在其中。
And we also were not obedient to God to live under the peace which He has accomplished through the cross.
尤其的争执。
There are many fightings and quarrels among us.
第三，也没有喜乐。
And thirdly, we also do not have that joy.
我们活的那个，虽然我们在神的国里面
，even though we live in God's kingdom，
但是我们说活着不像神的国。
Yet our life does not look like one that lives in God's kingdom. We cannot manifest His kingdom.
神的国还有另外一件最重要的一件事情。
And there's another important aspect about God's kingdom.
那就是哥林多前书第四章告诉我们的。
And that is First Corinthians chapter 4.
他说，神的国不在乎言语。
It says it's not what we to praise.
基督全能在而彰显出来。
But it's according to the power of God that has been revealed.
基督全能彰显出来有什么样子呢？
And what is the manifestation when His power is being revealed?
主就给我们看见，当他的全能彰显出来的时候。
The Lord tells us when His power is revealed.
就叫那些被掳掠的释放。
It causes those captives to be set free.
就叫那些瞎眼的被看见。
And it causes the blinds to see.
就叫那些受压制得自由。
And those who are oppressed being set free.
这是主的全能彰显出来。
This is when God's power has been revealed.
虽然我们在神的国里面，
even though we live in God's kingdom,
仇敌还千方百计的来捆绑我们。
And yet our enemy continues to find ways to bind us.
来辖制我们。
And to control us.
所以我们要活在神的，要让神的国彰显出来的话。
So if we want God's kingdom to be manifested through us,
那我们必让主的全能当然显出来。
We need to first allow His power.Power to be revealed to us.
全能彰显出来的时候，
when His power is revealed,
就叫被掳掠的释放。
It causes those who are captives to be set free.
瞎眼的看见。
And the blind to see.
叫受压制得自由。
And the oppressed to be released.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是被掳的呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we the captives?
说我们虽然不一定是被掳的。
Maybe you do not feel.
但是我们看见多少神的儿女们已经被掳去了。
But we see so many children of God has been taken captives by this world. 我们能得救人
很多。
Many people who are saved.
每年都有好多的人受浸。
Each year we have many people who are baptized.
虽然每次受浸不多。
Even though there's not a great number of people who are baptized each time.
有相当的数目。
Yet when you add it together, it's a considerable amount of number.
我们开头一直到现在，到底有多少人受浸
？I don't recall how many people were baptized.
还有多少弟兄姊妹是从外部来的
？Or how many brothers and sisters came from out of town?
按照规矩来说的，遇到好多弟兄姊妹都来聚会的。
But we should see many brothers and sisters sitting here for meeting.
不止这么多的人。
Our meeting, our people should not just be this few people.
就是我们来聚会的人。
Even for the brothers and sisters who come to the meeting,
觉得有很多的难处。
We still feel that we have many difficulties among us.
叫我们嘴巴张前说不出来话。
And so that our mouth cannot open up for the Lord. We cannot pray out loud for the Lord. We cannot give God praises.We cannot fellowship to one another because we have been taken captives. Our mouth has been sealed. And so we are those who are oppressed. We are the captives. We are people who are not set free. Although we live in the kingdom of God, we should be living in His liberty. yet we do not have that liberty.
就是因为仇敌的工作。
And this is all because of the enemy's work.
多少弟兄姊妹被世界掳去了。
So many brothers and sisters have been taken captives by this world.
所以圣经告诉我们不要爱世界。
The Bible tells us, do not love the world.
若是爱世界的话,
if you love the world,
爱神的心就不在我们里面了。
And the love for the Father is no longer in your heart.
许多弟兄姊妹爱心慢慢减少。
And many people's love for the Father began to decrease. They lost that love for the Father.
原因就是用世界进来了。
The reason is because the world has entered into your heart. You have first loved the world.
所以那爱神的心就没有了。
And that's why you do not have love for the Father.
弟兄姊妹，今天有多少人这样？
Brothers and sisters, how many of us are like this today?
也许我们自己不是这样。
Maybe you are not like that.
但是我们说看见的，我们说接触到的，许许多多弟兄姊妹落在那个世界的里面。
But by our observation and by our contact with many brothers and sisters, we know that they live in such a way. Even though they're here for meetings.
纵然也有许多服事。
Even they have some service before the Lord.
但是我们的心呢，跟上。
We're no longer focused on the Lord.
我们心是在世界里面。
Our heart is in this world.
有的人比更加我们是难过的。
And some people even causes a greater grief.
是被一个罪恶掳去了。
They have been taken captives by sin.
被嗜好所掳去了。
They have been taken captives by some kind of habit.
我不能举很多的例子。
I cannot give you examples.
因为我没有时间。
Because I don't have time.
我就光说到我所想到的。
I'll just tell you one that I can remember.
有一位姊妹是我们说最很熟悉的。
And there was a sister who we all know very well.
我们从前也在一同服侍。
And we used to serve together.
她也是非常热心。
And she also have a great zeal for the Lord.
常常把家带打开。
She often opened her house for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹家里面有聚会。
And so the brother sister can come for meetings.
是相当热心的。
Our sister has a great zeal for the Lord.
并且我们每一次我们到那个地方去了。
And every time we go to her place,
我们差不多就住在我们的姊妹家里面。
We always end up staying over at her house.
为了要接待我们。
And to receive us.
她希望有更大一点的房子。
And she wants to have a bigger house.
其实我们倒不需要。
And actually, we did not have those kind of need. We were very satisfied with her place.
但是她因为爱心的缘故啊，盼望有更大一点的房子。
And but because of her love for us, she wants to have a bigger house.
有更多一点钱买大的房子。
And she wants to have more money so she can buy the bigger house.
好叫我们住得舒服一点。
So that we can live in her house more comfortably.
所以对我们弟兄姊妹的爱心呢，我们实在是非常的感激。
And we were very grateful for our brother and sister's love.
但是。很可惜一件事
But unfortunately,
到于时候我们弟兄姊妹都被仇敌所掳去了
To a point, our brother and sister have both been taken captives by the enemy
有的就落在罪恶里面
And they have fallen in sin
赌博
Gambling
开头不过是消遣一下
In the beginning, it was just for entertainment
一位姊妹带他去拉斯维加去赌博一赌一赌
And a sister took her another sister took her to Las Vegas
让她消遣一下
gambling to relax
但是没有想到却被偷着掳去了
And yet unbeknownst to her she was taken captive by the enemy
落在这陷阱里面
She had fallen into the trap
落在网络里面
She has fallen into the snare
带她去的姊妹倒是很忙倒没有问题
And the sister who brought her to Las Vegas, she didn't have that problem.
去了一次就被掳去了。
And yet our sister, she went once and she was taken as captive.
我们姊妹非常难过。
For our sister, we were very grieved.
我们一再的祷告。
We continued to pray.
几年的祷告。
And we prayed for many years.
但主没有听我们的祷告。
But the Lord did not hear our prayers.
我们姊妹虽然一再的在把她的钱都输进去。
Although she continued to lose her money into this gambling,
她还是在那去做。
Yet she continued at it.
虽然输了很多。
She lost a lot of money.
输到一个地步，已经输到一个地，都是差不多输光了。
She lost to a point she almost lost all that she has.
那你该醒悟过来了。
Now you should wake up.
就像浪子一样，还没有醒悟过来。
And yet, like the prodigal son, she did not wake up.
总是要去赌吧。
Every time she finds the means, she went back for gambling.
赌到一个地步。
And to a point.
失去了神的，失去了弟兄姊妹的信任。
She lost all confidence from the brothers and sisters.
差不多都不和她有来往。
And most people would not have anything to do with her.
也失去了从前
做爱主那时候的那种荣耀的光景。
And she also lost a glorious life she once had.
那个时候我们一看好像祷告也没用，她也回转不过来了。
To a point almost seemed to us, even if we pray, she will not turn back.
我们也都放弃了。
And we give up.
灰心了。
We are disappointed.
当然我们灰心，主没有灰心的。
Even though we disappoint, but the Lord never disappoints.
实在是看见仇敌是那样的邪恶。
But we see how evil our the enemy is.
就把我们姊妹掳去，落在这样的情形当中，心也是这样的刚硬。
He has taken our sister captive and set her in this kind of snare, and she, her heart is so hardened. No matter how much loss she endured, she continued to live in that sin.
难道她不知道羞耻吗？
Didn't she feel any kind of shame?
难道不知道这是得罪主的一件事情吗？
Didn't she know that this is against God?
难道不知道这是弟兄姊妹所定罪的一件事情吗？
Didn't she know that these are all condemned by the brothers and sisters?
都知道。
She knew all of it.
但是仍然在其中。
Yes, she continued to live in it.
乐意的。
It's not what she wants.
乃是那黑暗全是把她掳去了。
But the power of darkness have taken her captive.
有的人呢就被仇敌掳瞎了心眼。
And some people have blinded by the enemy.
不认识主。
They no longer know God.
对主不认识。
They do not know God.
没有真实的认识。
They don't have true knowledge of God.
所以对主也没有真实，也没有尊敬。
And they don't have a true respect.
也没有敬畏。
They don't have fear of the Lord.
不认识主是谁。
Because they don't know who God is.
就是这么一位主就是了。
And God is just someone there.
这位主他救了我，他爱我的。
And this God has loved me and saved me.
那么到底这位主是怎样圣洁，他也不知道。
And yet they do not know about the holiness of God.
他的心意他也怎样也不知道。
They do not know God's heart desire.
因为被这世界神弄瞎了心眼。
Because the king of this world has blinded their eyes.
看也看不见。
They no longer can see.
听也听不明白。
And they hear, but they do not understand.
有的人受压制。
So many people are oppressed.
受那些的环境压制。
The enemy uses our environment to oppress us.
借着难处在压制。
And use our difficulties in life
to oppress us. 借着身体的疾病在压制我们。
Or use our health issues to oppress us.
千方百计来毁害我们。
He uses all means to destroy us.
就是让主在我们中间得不到他自己的见证。
And so that God cannot gain the testimony he's after.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们说最需要的。
Today, what we need the most
就是求主让他的全能在那彰显出来
is to ask the Lord that His reign may be revealed.
显在教会中间
that His reign to be revealed in His church.
让那被掳的释放
so those people are taken captives can be set free, and the blind may see.
受压制的得自由
and the oppressed may be released.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的责任
Brothers and sisters, this is our responsibility.
这是主所托付给我们的
This is what God has committed to us.
这是把我们留在地上的目的
This is why He left us on this earth.
叫我们把那许多被掳的都释放出来
And so that we can set free those who have been taken as captives.
瞎眼的他们看见
We can cause the blind to see.
受压制的得自由
And we can cause those who are oppressed to be set free.Brothers and sisters,
这就是神的国的见证。
This is a testimony of God's
kingdom. 那今天我们有多少这个见证在彰显出来
？And today, how many times do we see that testimony being
revealed? 我们虽然是讲了那么多的时间
，Even though we have spent so much time to talk about these things,
一直讲到教会的见证
，We continue to talk about the church testimony. Talk about the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们今天的情形还是这样软弱。
Yet our condition is still in a weak state.
我们何等需要主怜悯我们。
How we need His mercy.
让我们不只是祷告主的国降临。
Not only we may pray that His kingdom come.
让我们也有一种情形，让主的全能的彰显出来。
That we also live in such ways so that His reign can be manifested.
好让那些受压制的、受捆、受被掳的得释放。
And the captives may be released.
瞎眼的看见。
And the blind may see.
受压制的人得到自由。
And the oppressed may be set free.
这是儿女们所需要的。
This is what the children of God need.
这也是世人所需要的。
This is what this world needs.
这是主所托给我们的见证。
This is a testimony which God has entrusted to us.
神家的见证。
Secondly, the testimony of God's house.
我不能讲很多。
I cannot speak much.
我只能提到一点点。
I would just mention a little bit.
那神的家是怎样的情形
？And what is the condition of the house of God?
神的家乃是应当得到安息的所在。
Of course, we say that the house of God is where He may find rest.
神的爱在那里，我们能感觉到神的爱。
And because God's love is there, so we can find His love.
是神的家应该是这样。
Yes, the house of God should be in such way.
神的家有一个特别的点。
But there is a special characteristic of God's house. 就是粮食丰富的。And that it should be abundant in food. 那是你家，
这个在旧约里头叫伯利恒。
In the Old Testament, the house of God is called Bethlehem.
伯利恒是神的家。
Bethlehem is the house of God.
伯利恒就是粮食之家。
Bethlehem is the house of bread.
那里有许多的粮食。
And there we find abundant of bread.
这是神的家。
This is the house of God.
这里神的家应该是特点，也是有供应。
And the house of God should be full of provision.
那一个浪子。
And that prodigal son,
到外面花尽了一切所有的,
he spent all he has outside his home. And he was in deep poverty.
他就去投靠一个人,
he went to rely upon the man.
那个人就要去放猪,
and the man asked him to watch over the pigs.
他就去在放猪,
and so he went to work with the pigs.
虽然他从前没有做过这件事,
even though he had never done such a job,
但是为了生活的缘故只好去了。
But because he wants to live, so he has to work.
放猪的时候没有东西吃。
While he was keeping watch the pig, he has nothing to eat.
吃豆荚呀，他都想吃。
He saw the pods that the pigs were eating, and he wants to eat those.
但是这是猪吃的，不能给他吃的。
But those are for the pigs, not for him.
所以他连猪吃豆荚都没有。
So he doesn't even have the pods that the pigs were eating.
穷苦到这种地步。
He was in such poverty.
饥饿到这样的光景。
He was in such hunger.
所以忽然有一天醒悟过来了。
One day he awoke.
他说我父家里有好多的雇工。
He says, in my father's home, there are so many hired men. And there were enough food for all.
有好多粮食在那里。
There are much food.
我到在这里饿死吗?
And yet I am starving here.
我要起来。
I will rise up.
我要回到我父家里面去。
I will return to my father's home.
那他回去的时候啊。
When he went home.
完全出乎他意料之外。
And it was beyond his thoughts.
父亲不仅是欢迎他。
Not only the father welcomed him.
并且把上好的袍子给他穿上。
And he gave him the best robe to wear.
把戒指给他戴上。
He put on
rings for him. 把鞋给他穿上。
And put on shoes for
him. 最宝贵的一件事。
And the most precious thing.
也最需要的一件事。
And what he needs the most.
叫他吃得很饱。
Is to provide a feast for
him. 因为父亲就摆了一个大的宴席。
And the father prepared a great feast.
也把那个肥牛犊子宰掉了。
And kill all the fatted calf.
然后来给他吃。
And to feed him.
我想他那天坐在席上啊，不仅欢喜。
That day, as he was sitting by the feast, he was
in great
rejoicing. He also ate so much.
这样饱的饭呢。
He had never ate to such fullness.
又作为父父的家里面口粮有余。
But sister, in the father's house, there are enough.
这是神的家的特点。
And that's the special character of God's house.
就是光给袍子什么都有，但是没有东西吃，那还是挨饿的。
If the father gave him the best robe and the rings, but didn't give him any food, he's still in great hunger. I have shared this before.
我不管，要快一点说了。那么这个，我刚刚得救时候心里火热。
And I shared when I was first saved, I was full of zeal for the Lord.
很喜欢参加聚会。
I love to join the meetings.
我们到学校，附近里有一个聚会。
And near my campus, there was a meeting place.
那一个礼拜堂很大。
And that's a great church.
那并且也是非常漂亮。
Also a very grand looking beautiful church.
那进去一看呢，人呢穿的也是很整齐。
When you went into that church, everyone dressed in their best.
好多人都西装笔挺，打着领带。
Most people will be wearing suits and ties.
那我们这个穷学生坐在那里啊，倒有点，这个好像那个不大相配。
And for us poor students be sitting amongst these people, we don't really fit in.
这个不要管他。
But that doesn't matter.
那一次也是有诗歌班。
And that time I went, they also had a choir. And a preacher preaching.
讲什么东西不知道。
I forgot what he preached.
讲完的时候，肚子空空的。
And after the sermon, I still felt empty.
来的时候空空的。
I came empty.
回去还是空空的。
I went back empty.
不要说肚子没有吃到，连头脑都不知道。
I didn't have food for my stomach. I didn't have food for my mind.
那就有点大失所望。
And I was greatly disappointed.
有人说你到另外一个地方聚会。
Someone introduced me to another place.
很活泼的。
He said that meeting is very lively.
那我们就到另外一个地方去聚会。
So we went to that another place.
那个聚会在上海西门路。
And that place in a location in Shanghai.
也是这个相当有名的一个聚会。
It's also a famous church.
的确很不错。
It was pretty good.
虽然地方不像在那么大。
Even though the facility wasn't very grand.
但是弟兄姊妹也坐得很满。
And but it was filled with people.
那讲道的人特别是非常轻松。
And the pastor was very relaxed in his preaching.
讲的我们也很听懂。
And we were able to understand what he was talking about.
并且讲一讲，就是唱一诗歌。
And he would speak for a while and sing a hymn.
又讲再讲，又唱短诗。
And he would speak another portion and then sing another short hymn.
绝对不会打瞌睡的。
You would never fall asleep.
所以从开头到一到末了，聚精会神在那儿听。
And so from the beginning to the end, I continue to concentrate and listen.
这里很好。
This is a good place.
下次还是要来。
I will come here next time.
所以我们是稍微远一点，我们还是要去的。
Even though it was very far from our campus, we still try to go.
因为那个传道人很有恩赐。
And because the preacher was very gifted.
讲得很好听。
And his sermons were great.
但是，当有一天。
But one day.
我们那个同学就带我们到另外一个地方去了。
A class of mine led me to another meeting place.
那就比较更远一点了。
It was even farther than this one.
那本来不想去的。
I didn't want to go at first.
因为他再三的约亲啊，那我们就只好去了。
But he continued to invite us to go, so we went.
去到那里的时候，那个房子不太好。
And we went there, the building was not very great.
是几间房子打通的几间房子。
They had bought several houses and opened up the walls.
那么人很多。
There were many people in this meeting.
坐得满满的。
And the place was filled with people.
那我们坐在里面。
We were sitting in there.
坐完之后，走路的地方都摆了椅子。
And after a while, even the aisles, walkway were filled with chairs.
不然到洗手间去不可能的。
It will be impossible for you to go to the bathroom.
因为大家都要起来。
Because everybody will have to get up for you.
让给你一条路。
And to open up a way for you.
那最好不去了。
So you have to just stay put.
就在那儿听的弟兄讲道。
You had to sit there and listen to the sermon.
我曾经跟弟兄这边说过。
I shared this with you before.
那我们弟兄呢？我也不叫，那时候不晓得叫什么名字。
I didn't know the preacher at that time.
那么他的口才也不并不太好。
And he was not an eloquent speaker.
有点我们中国说结巴。
And he stuttered.
那讲话呀很吃力的。
It was very difficult for him to preach.
就讲一讲，他就低着头。
And he will speak a couple words and he will bow his head.
我们以为说讲词忘记了。
I thought he has forgotten his speech.
那讲一讲又低着头。
And he will speak for a while and then bow his head.
如果一直都忘记讲词啊。
I say it's not possible for him to continue to forget his speech.
那么机会就过去了。
And so the meeting passed.
并且相当长。
It lasts a long time.
差不多连唱诗歌加起两个钟点。
It was 2 hours including singing time.
很奇怪的一件事。
Very, very strangely.
等到回去之后啊。
When I went home.
这里面就饱了。
I felt filled with him.
这灵里头饱足了。
My spirit was filled.
讲什么都没有听懂。
I did not understand the sermon.
也都忘记了。
And I also forgot the sermon.
有一件事就是灵里头饱了。
But one thing I do know is my spirit felt filled.
到了礼拜一还好。
And Monday was still good.
礼拜二还可以。
And it kept me up until
Tuesday.
By Wednesday, I was a little bit hungry.
到礼拜四时候，什么时候快到礼拜天，我再去吃一顿。
And by Thursday, I was looking forward to Sunday so I can go back and to eat.
不是吃暗眼交通。
It is not to eat the luffy.
属灵的粮食。
But I needed a spiritual food.
那真是求主给我们拨开了生命之饼。
We really ask the Lord to break the bread of life.
就把那属灵粮、生命粮食分给了我们。
And to give us the bread of life.
从那些话语当中不知不觉的就把粮食就分给我们了。
And unknowingly, God has given us His word His food through His word.
我们都吃饱了。
We were all filled.
弟兄姊妹。
And sisters.
叫神的家的口粮有余。
There is enough food in the house of God.
因为我常常聚会嘛。
Because I often attend the meetings.
所以有一天呢，我们弟兄呢，有一位弟兄就带另外一刚刚那个从别处来的弟兄。
And another brother brought a brother to me.
也是得救不久。
He was also newly saved.
他是从别的聚会来了。
He came from another gathering.
那弟兄就带他那个见见我，跟我谈谈话。
And the brother introduced us together.
我说我心里想，我也是刚得救不久。
I thought, well, I was just saved too.
我也不会讲什么道。
I don't know how to preach.
我跟他谈什么话呢
？What should I say to him?
但是弟兄已经到我跟前，我就不能不谈了。
And but this new brother came to me, so I have to talk to him.
我说我们弟兄啊，我们大家都是主的羊啊。
So I told this brother, we are all God's sheep.
羊啊，最需要吃草。
And the sheep needs to find pasture.
说你到这里那里都无所谓的。
It doesn't matter where you go.
什么地方有草你就到什么地方去。
But you need to find a good pasture.
先吃饱了。
You need to be filled.
我没有说你到这儿来。
I didn't tell him you need to come here.
我也没有说你到什么地方去。
Or I did not direct him to another meeting place.
需要有草吃。
I told him you need to find pasture.
就是在你家。
Wherever there is pasture, that is the house of God. That is Bethlehem.
说弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在你家的特点就是粮食丰富，口粮有余。
The characteristics of God's house is that there is enough food. For those people who are wandering, for those people who are in hunger,
他们能在这里得饱美食。
That they can be filled.
这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
不是别人来的时候怎样空空来，还是空空的回去。
It's not when people come, they come empty and return home empty.
意思弟兄姊妹，我们失败了。
And sister, if that's the case, we have failed. Here, we do not see the house of God.
人得不到宝座。
Because people are not filled.
虽然有好多的很听的好听的道。
Even though you can preach a beautiful sermon.
他们得不到宝座。
Yet their spirit cannot be filled.
这就不是神的家。
Then that is not the house of God.
神的家那是口粮有余。
In the house of God, there is enough food.
第三。
Thirdly.
就说到神的殿。
It talks about the temple of God.
居住的所在。
It is where God dwells through the Holy Spirit.
那么就说到以雅各的故事。
And we speak of the story of Jacob.
雅各在做梦当中。
And Jacob in his dream.
就看见了那个神在哪地方。
He saw God standing there.
神对他说了一段话语。
And because God spoke to him.
等雅各醒过来时候啊。
When he awoke.
他说这个地方何等可畏。
He said, this is an awesome place.
原来神真的在这里啊。
And God is indeed here.
这里何等可畏。
And this is an awesome place.
他说这不是别的。
This is none under,
这是
none under, but the house of God.
这是天的门。
And the gate of God.
这是在属天境界里面。
This is in a heavenly realm.
这是神的殿。
This is the temple of God.
神的居所。
God's dwelling place.
因为我在这里遇见了神。
Because I have met God here.
我从前听见神。
Once I have heard of him.
婚姻有神。
I have heard of him.
但是我没有遇见他。
And yet, I have not known him.
我遇见他了。
Now I have met him.
神真是在这里。
And God is indeed here.
遇见了神。
He met God.
遇见了神怎么样呢？
And what happened after he met God?
这里何等可畏。
The first thing he said, how awesome is this place?
这是很可怕的。
And this is a fearful place.
当初门徒们呢，他们在所罗门廊下在聚会的时候啊。
You know, when the disciples were first gathering under the portico of Solomon, many people liked them when they saw him.
但是都不敢就近他们。
And yet they dare not draw near to them.
因为他们中间有一种可怕的情形。
And because there is an awesomeness among them.
弟兄姊妹，什么最可怕？
But sister, why is there so fearful?
不是因为他们表现得很野蛮。
It's not because they're like savages.
那是神在那地方。
It's because God's there.
神真是在这地方。
God indeed is among them.
这里是何等的可畏。
And this is a fearful place.
把人的光景能显明出来了。
Because this is a place that reveals man's condition.
叫雅各看见雅各不是自己不是那以为自己那样好。
And it caused Jacob to realize that he was not as good as he thought he was.
那是一个抓的人。
But he was a planter.
在欺骗他哥哥。
He is a deceiver.
也欺骗他的父亲。
He deceived his brother and his father.
他以为说是聪明。
He thought that he was smart.
以为说是有手段。
He thought that he has good methods.
但是当遇见神的时候。
Yet after he met God.
他就碰到了光。
He has encountered God's light.
光景显明出来。
And the light revealed it within him.
这里何等可畏。
And that this is an awesome place.
神真是在这里。
God indeed was here.
第二。
Secondly,
享受了神的同在。
He enjoyed God's presence.
看见了神的荣美。
He has seen the glorious beauty of God.
对神有了真实的认识。
And he gained true knowledge of God.
第三。
Thirdly,
他得到了神的自己。
He has gained God himself.
成为他的产业。
And as his own inheritance.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神的殿。
Brothers and sisters, this is the temple of God.
神的殿总是让我们遇见主。
The temple of God always causes us to meet God.
他们来到你们中间。
When they come to your midst,
就将脸伏在地上
and they will prostrate before God,
说神真是在你们中间
to say God is indeed among you.
人在那里蒙了光照
for man has encountered light.
第二
secondly,
对主有了真实认识
they will gain true knowledge of God.
第三
thirdly,
得到了主自己做了产业，成了他的产业
they have received God Himself as their inheritance. For the Lord is our inheritance. It's the portion of my cup.
这是我开头讲的。
And this is what I share in the beginning.
我最主要一件，最主要的说。
And the most important is,
我们怎样才能成为教会的见证？
How can we become the testimony of the church?
让神的国彰显出来。
And so that God's kingdom can be manifest.
让神的权柄在那彰显出来。
That God's authority can be manifest. And His house can be revealed.
让那些流浪的人。
To cause those people who wander away, those people who are in hunger, that they may find a home.
让神的殿在那彰显出来。
And to cause God's temple to be revealed.
让神得到一个居住的所在。
That God may gain a resting place.
并且让人在那真遇见神。
And provide a place for men to meet God. That to receive His light.
认识到自己。
So that they may know themselves.
也认识到神。
And to know God.
也得到主做他的产业。
They may receive God as their inheritance.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我刚开头说过。
I have shared this in the beginning.
有些事情是我们说该注意的。
There are several things we need to pay attention.
但是做最重要的一件事。
But the most important.
只有一条路。
And there's only one way.
就是十字架。
And that is through the cross.
借着十字架。
Through the cross.
使神的教会的见证能够出现出来。
And God's testimony may be revealed.
这里给我们看见有几处圣经给我们看见。
And here through these scriptures we can see.
第一处。
And first,
他说基督是我们的和睦
that Christ is our peace,
就使我们都合而为一了
and that we may be made in one.
我们虽然是大家本来是分开的
and although we were formerly divided,
现在我们蒙恩得救我们在基督里面
and now we are saved, we're within,
we're in Christ. 我们都在基督里面
we're all in Christ.
我们是合而为一的
we are one.
那一点也没有问题
and there's no problem.
我们已经得救了
We are saved.
我们都是在基督里面一般人。
We're all people in Christ.
当然我们是合而为一的。
Of course we should be in one.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的地位。
Brother and sister, this is our position.
这还不是我们的经历。
And yet that's still not our experience.
按照地位来说，我们是合而为一的。
By position, we should be in one.
但是按照经历来说呢？
Yet by experience.
在我们中间还有好多隔断的墙。
There are many walls of barriers.
这些隔断墙把我们都分开了。
And these dividing walls have separated us.
谁跟谁也合不来。
And no one can get along with each other.
许多的争执
There are many difficulties.
许多的不满意
And many dissatisfaction. And all these things divided us. And these are the barrier walls.
什么东西把以色列人和外邦人隔开的呢
And what is the thing that divides the Gentiles and the Israelites?
他们说他们的律法
It is their law.
这些律法
And these laws.
这是一种要求
It's a requirement.
不仅在道德上的要求
And not only requirement
也是在侍奉
morally,
侍奉上的要求
It's also a requirement for their service.
对他们的用要求
It's a demand.
遇到这一种要求
And because of these demands,
就叫他们当然分开了
It divided them from the Gentiles.
那你说我们也不是犹太人
You say we're not the Jews.
我们也不是所谓的外邦人
We're not the Gentiles either.
当然我们是外邦人的
Of course we are the Gentiles.
我们现在都蒙恩得救了
But now we are saved.
那我们有什么律法
Then what kind of law do we still have?
有什么东西能要求
What demands do we still have in our lives?
我们虽然外面没有律法
Brother and sister, even though we don't have the outward law,
但是我们里面有我们自己的律法
But we still carry a law within ourselves.
丈夫有丈夫的律法
The husband has his own law.
妻子有妻子的律法
The wife carries her own law.
是丈夫就要求妻子
And the husband demands over his wife. And the wife demands over his husband. And because they cannot fulfill the demands,And it creates a lot of problems. There's so many quarrels. I remember when I was married.
那么有两位弟兄在那两位年长弟兄在那讲话。
And two elderly brothers share for us.
一位年长弟兄就说。
And one brother said.
他说这个魏弟兄啊，他这个人呢、啊、是这个慢呢、啊。他前面有说我先说这个。为什么在说他
He first talked about Sister Wei
他说那个郑姊妹呀、啊、
He said Sister Zen
他说这个快呀、啊、就什么都快的
And she is so
说话是快的
and quick.
做事情是快的
very quick.
走路也是快的
And she worked very fast
快到个地步、啊、
And she walks very fast
叫人的眼花缭乱
She's so fast at everything that it causes is always a blur in front of you
他说魏弟兄啊
But as for Brother Wei,
我说他说我什么？说我什么
And I said, what is he going to talk about me? He said, this is a very slow person.
慢到个地步啊,
He's so slow.
叫人呢, 我想叫人什么呀, 他说什么?
He says, calls his people, and I was wondering what. He's from Shandong province.
他说叫人发沙。
He says he's so slow that he causes people to have a rash.
发沙的就出疹子了。
Because so
slow, 要出来啊, 就是不出来。
He's so slow that he gives you a rash.
烧的温度一很高了，就是这个就是发不出来。 那真是叫人急得不得了啊。
It's a Chinese saying.
一个是快的，一个是慢的。
One person is very fast-tempered and one is very slow. Even till today, we're still like that.
那么我是要求他慢一点。
I always ask her to slow down.
她是要求我快一点。
She always asks me to speed up.
50年了。
And it's over 50 years now.
没有改变。
We still didn't change.
她也没有妥协。
And she did not compromise.
我也没有改变。
And I did not change.
慢的还是慢的。
The slow one is still slow. The fast one is still fast.
那怎么办？
And what do you do?
那就彼此要求起来, 是天天要生气的。
If you have demands over each other, you will be upset every day. You will be dissatisfied every day.
这些要求就产生出仇恨来了。
And these demands create enmities among men.
说仇恨的比较厉害一点呢。
And when you have hatreds among one another,
这是不满意。
It's all stemmed from dissatisfaction. You see, we haven't even changed after 50 years. We didn't even influence each other.
已经50多年了，还是那儿慢。
She says, look, it's been 50 years, and you're still as slow as ever.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们在一块相处。
This is how we live together.
那么除了这之外, 还有别的许多不同。
And besides this, there are still many other differences.
比如他说这个郑姊妹呢, 她像一个这个新耶路撒冷一样。
He says, our sister is like the New Jerusalem.
都是透明的。
It's very transparent.
不要说墙是透明的，街道也透明的。
And the walls are transparent, the streets are transparent.
你从外面一下就看到里面去。
You can see her through from the outside.
外面是里头就是这样。
However, she's outwardly, that's how her, she is inwardly.
她的魏弟兄啊，就是一个封闭的营垒啊。
And, but, Brother Wei is like a closed fortress.
这个里头看，你外头看不见里头了。
You cannot see through from the outside.
里头出不出来的。
And he will not reveal to you what is inside of
him. 没有人的时候他会出来一点点。
If there's no one around, maybe he will come out of his fortress.
人一来的,
but as soon as there are people around, he will hide back in his fortress.
就好像蜗牛一样啊。
He is just like a snail.
我们完全不一样。
We are very different.
你看这许多不同。
And you see with all these differences.
这难怪产生多少的要求。
No wonder we have so much demands over one another. And so many dissatisfactions. This is our home. I'm sure many homes also have the same problem. The husband is one way, the wife is the other way. We always desire that the other one is just like us. But we thank the Lord God never puts the, those two are the same together. And because the wife is a helpmeet for the husband. If you are just the same, then how can you help your husband? You don't need her.
就是因为你没有，所以他这方来帮助你。
And it's because you lack in this area, so she can help you in this area. And if you're not the same this way, then she can help you in that way. Brother and sister, what God has put together is always the best. God always put the best together. But oftentimes we're not satisfied. And we continue to have demands over one another. And we have fights among ourselves. Many times we have difficulties. In our homes, the same. In the church, it's the same as well. Even though we have been made into one in Christ. And because of our characters and other elements of influence.
就是我们彼此之间多少的难处。
And it caused many difficulties among us.
叫我们不能合一。
And that we cannot be able to one. You know, all these problems.
所以存在,
the reason they exist.
就是我们活在肉体里面。
It's because we live in our flesh. Because the foundation of the law is built upon man's flesh. When you are still alive,
律法当然要求我们。
The law has requirements.
人一死了之后呢？
But as soon as you die,
律法就不能要求我们了。
And the law is no longer effective.
说今天彼此之间的要求。
Today we have this demands over one another. We have many competitions among one another.
都是因为我们活在肉体的里面。
It's because we still live in our flesh.
感谢赞美主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们主耶稣借着他十字架的死。
And through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross,
他死了。
He died.
他就把我们这个人和他一同钉死了。
And he has caused us to be crucified on the cross with him.
就是我们肉体和我们邪情私欲。
And that is our flesh and our evil desires.
也都和他一同钉在十字架上。
Have all been nailed on the cross with him.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
若是我们活在基督十字架里
，if we lived in the cross of Lord Jesus Christ，
这些。根基这些肉体这些那要求的根基啊，就撤毁掉了。
The foundation of all these demands have been
把根基若撤掉
，if you destroy the foundation，
这个墙啊自然要倒下来了。
Of course, the wall will fall down。
若是你活在肉体里面
，if you continue to live in the flesh，
那个墙就越建筑越高。
The wall will build higher and higher。
若是你活在你把肉体钉在十字架上
，but if you nail that flesh on the cross，
那个根基若是给它撤毁掉了
，you have destroyed and removed the foundation。
这个墙就倒下来了
，and this wall will fall down。
所以就那间隔就除掉了。
And that's why you remove that enmity。
两下就成了一个新的创造。
And the two is being made into one，
成了一个新的人。
Into a new man。
这个新的人。
And this new man
就是不活在肉体里面
is one that will not live in his flesh. This new man
就是活在圣灵里面一般人
is the people who live in the Holy Spirit.
不仅是能够得救了
not only they are saved,
并且是活不活在肉体里面
there are also people who will not live in the flesh.
是把自己任何肉体钉在十字架上一般人
These are the people who nail their flesh on the cross.
这就是一个新的创造
And that is new creation.
这就是新的人
A new man.
那两合而为一了
And God made the two into one.
就在这个时候不仅在那个经历上是合一的
，and at this time not only by position you are in one，
也是合一的
，but also by experience you are in one。
既然是借着十字架撤回了这隔断的墙
，and he has a he used the cross to completely remove the wall。
我们在基督里头就变成了一个身体
，and in Christ we have become we are made into
one body。说不仅是成了一个新的人
，not only become a new man，
并且也成了一个身体。
But we also have been made into one body.
因为这位身体我们大家都知道。
But and sisters, we all know about the body.
圣经告诉我们说呀，我们都是同作肢体的。
The Bible tells us that we're all members together of the same body.
这个肢体啊，就是彼此在那照顾，彼此在那扶持的。
And the members continue to support one another.
我记得有一位姊妹
strengthen each other.
稍微过一点点时间，对不起。
I'm sorry, I have passed the time a little bit.
有一位姊妹就说呀
，A sister once said.
因为另外一位姊妹去找她。
Because another sister found her for fellowship. He said,
我的弟兄怎样不好怎样不好
She said, my husband was bad in this and this area. And she gave many examples.
那讲完之后呢
After she said,
希望那个姊妹很同情她
She was hoping for sympathy from the sister.
或者是责备那个弟兄这是不该这样不该那样
Or maybe the sister will rebuke her husband.
这个老弟兄就把他手拿过来把他给他看一看
And this sister took the other sister's hand. He says, "Your hand is pretty good."
假如你的手上生一个疮怎么办呢
？He says, "What do you do if you have a blister on your hand?"
我去看医生啊。
She says, "If I do have blister, I will go see a doctor."
消炎药
or take some antibiotics.
那个把它那消炎一下。
To treat this.
外面再涂点药。
I will put some ointment.
然后再把它用纱布在那包起来。
And I will probably wrap it up.
好在那把它包一包。
And to take care of the wound.
然后就摸一摸它。
And maybe I will touch it.
他说你会不会看见生个疮这么难看？你打他几下
？He says, she says, if you have a bad blister, will you continue to hit it?
你怎么生这个疮
？And you will hit the blister. Says you are bad. You are bad.
你会不会这样？他不会的。
She says, no, I won't do that.
他说你跟你弟兄就这样。
She said, that's how you are with your husband. You need to go back home and love your husband.
好好再摸一摸他。
You need to touch him.
给他去擦一点药。
And put some ointment on him.
给他贴个纱布。
And put a bandage over him.
好好在那看着，看顾看顾他。
And take care and nurse him.
你不会去打他的。
You would not hit him.
因为你们是一个身体。
Because you're one body.
你们是同作肢体的。
You are members together in the same body.
对你身体，你怎样对待你自己身体
？How you treat your own body?
怎样对待你的丈夫？
This is how you should treat your husband.
我们弟兄就做我们姊妹就清楚过来了。
Our sister realized.
弟兄姊妹说这里就说到我们同在一个身体里面。
And here it says that we are both in one body.
那就说到我们彼此要相顾。
It tells us that we need to take care of one another.
我们彼此要扶持。
We need to support one another.
不是在那儿定罪。
Not to condemn each other.
不是在那儿争吵。
Not to fight with each other.
不是在那儿喊叫。
Not to shout at each other.
那是扶持。
But to support,
还是体贴
and to,
因为我们是同在一个身体里面
and to love one another.
下面就说到我们在一个身里头身在一个身体里面
and then it tells us that we're in the one spirit
来到父的面前
and access to the Father
那你说在一个被一个圣灵所感
and we are being moved by the same spirit
在英文里头没有这所感两个字
in the English translation there's not such a word
就在一个圣灵里面
it just said that we're in one spirit to the Father
我们都活在圣灵里面
we all live in the Holy Spirit
圣灵就把我们带到圣灵面前
and the Holy Spirit will lead us
这位神是我们的父
this God is our Father
他带到父的面前
when we come to the Father
弟兄姊妹一说到父的时候
and as we talk about the Father
我们就想到神的爱
We remember of His love.
约翰说，你看神是何等的爱我们。
John tells us, behold how God loves us.
我们的神实在是爱的神。
Yes, our God is a God of love.
他是何等的爱。
You know how much He loves us.
他就是爱，神就是爱。
God is love.
那就是我们的父。
And He is our Father.
好多弟兄姊妹祷告说，喊了 Father, Father.
Many brothers, as you pray, you cry out, Father, Father.
每次我听见这个，就很心里很受感动。
Every time I hear this, my heart is moved.
因为弟兄姊妹喊 Father 的时候，比自己喊自己父亲呢还要亲切。
And because as you call out to the Father in heaven, it is closer than you call out to your earthly Father.
他爱我们。
You truly love the Father in heaven because He loves us.
我们不好，他还是爱我们。
When we are good, He loves us. When we are not good, He still loves us.
浪子是该被弃绝的
A prodigal son should be forsaken
是该被丢在外面的
He should be chased out of the house
但是他爱我们
But our Father loves us
他说我怎能够弃绝你呢
He says how can I forsaken you
我怎能舍得你舍得弃绝你呢
How can I let you go
我怎么能看你像西边像亚玛一样呢
How can I see you as Adma and Zeboan
你好我爱你
I need to love you
你不好我爱你
If you're good, I love you. If you're not good, I will love you.
小儿子也是他所爱的。
He loves the elder son. He also loves the younger son.
从失而复得，失而又得的。
He says, "This son of mine has been lost, and now is found." We ought to rejoice.
这是我们的父。
This is our Father.
他是甘心爱我们。
He loves us willingly.
什么叫甘心？
What does it mean? Willingly?
甘心就是说，你好，他爱你；你不好，他还是爱你。
Willingly means that you're good.
没有条件的。
Even if you're not good, he still loves you. It is without conditions. This is our Father's love, and the Holy Spirit bring us before our Father and into His love. Not only He removes all our difficulties, He causes us to live before the Father and to live in His love. We can support and strengthen one another and care for one another.Love one another.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
让自由借着十字架
Only by the cross
能把不仅把消极方面难处除掉
Not only he can take away the difficulties
在积极方面也把我们带到爱的里面
Actively he also bring us into his love
弟兄姊妹若是这样
Brothers and sisters, this is the case
就看见神的国在那彰显出来
We see God's kingdom
神的家在那彰显出来
God's house is being revealed
神的主的殿在那彰显出来
And the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is revealed
使我们成为神国的见证
That we may be the testimony of his kingdom and his house
神殿的见证
And be the testimony of his temple
那个教会那个实际该有的心在显明出来
To realize the reality of his church
求主恩待我们
May God have mercy on us
我们有人祷告
Let us pray
主求主你再对我们说话
Lord we ask you to speak to us once again
你把你的话语借着圣灵把我们带到世界里面
And the Holy Spirit will take us into the reality of your word
不仅是在听见一篇道
Not only we have heard a sermon
明白了一些事情
Or to understand some things
也让我们实在活在你的圣灵里面
It causes to live in your Holy Spirit
好叫我们真是成为主你国的见证
And so that we can truly become the testimony for your kingdom
也让那些流荡的孩子们等你有家可归
And those wandering child can find a place to return
能在你家里头得到喂养
And they can be fed from your house.
能够得到饱足。
They can be filled.
你让在这里人能够遇见你。
Lord, we pray that men may find you here.
因为你真是在我们中间。
For you are truly among us.
求你这样垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers, Lord.
祝福你的话。
May you bless the word.
靠主耶稣基督里面。
In Jesus' name we ask.
Amen. Amen.